clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
You guys want to win $5,000? Well, it's pretty easy. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app, listen to Breezy and I on PXY Mornings or 98 PXY for 1 hour each day, and you'll be automatically entered into this national contest. You got to get that money.
You got to get that money. Why wouldn't you get paid for doing something you already do?
Well said, Breezy. Let's take it to the phones here and text line 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to get to all your unpopular opinions. People were just off the rails yesterday.
They were really going for it. And I was like, is everyone okay? Does everyone need to talk to someone?
A lot of happy homes were in turmoil yesterday. People are calling out their significant others.
Mm-hmm.
You better not come home. I know you cheated.
It's so tough.
I would love some more of that today.
Bring that energy.
Victoria's here. She said, I could use a hug today, you guys. I'm having a really tough start to the day. We should all hug one another more. There, I said it. All right, let's all give Victoria a virtual hug today. Can we do that?
Victoria.
How'd that feel? You feel better, Vicky?
Love that for you.
We're sending you positive vibes. Thanks for texting in.
Oh, wow. This is crazy, but let's send it, shall we? I really wish that the size of my boobs and my butt did not determine my worth to somebody. I feel like nowadays it's so hard to find a form of a genuine connection with somebody because all they're looking for is what's on the outside. I feel like if you don't have either of those things, you are nothing to society. There, I said it.
That is so not true.
Getting very deep this morning.
That is not true. Send us your stats.
Moose is like, that's not true. You need to have boobs, butt, and painted toes.
You know what? I used to be that guy. I was all about boobs. I don't care anymore. I like a nice butt, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Love it. Meg's here.
What's up, Meg?
Meg's here. She said, nobody wants to watch your entire concert from your Snapchat. Please, for the love of God, just enjoy the show. There, I said it. It's so true. I mean, everyone's like, we talked about this. I went to a concert over
last weekend,
the summer, and that girl was FaceTiming her mom. I'm like, what is going on here?
All right.
What are we doing?
Holly says, marriage isn't necessary for a fulfilling life. I'm sorry. And if you're not married, then don't do it. There, I said it.
Holly, what's going on?
I feel like there's more to this story.
I feel like that's true.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm looking forward to marriage. I know you are, too. You're moving in with your girl in a couple months.
2 months. Breeze, 2 months moving to Fairport.
This is huge. You're going to be a Fairport girl.
I know.
No more Park Avies.
I know.
No more Half Pints.
I'm so sad. I mean, I can still go to Half Pint, but yeah.
No more late nights at Dragonfly.
Ew. No, I'm so good. No, I know. It's definitely, I think mine for today is this. I feel like relationships take work and effort. And if you're not willing to put that work or effort in, you shouldn't be in a relationship. There, I said it. I've learned a lot over the years, and I just feel like that's what I've taken away from all these relationships that I've been in.
It's very profound.
Some people aren't ready.
No, of course.
Want to.
Right.
And that's fine.
Depends on where you're at in your life. I think some of my favorite conversations on this new season of Love is Blind is when these idiots have to meet the parents and they try telling parents like what marriage is all about. They've all been married 40 years. And they're like, well, when you're married, you know, there's compromise involved.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not moving.
Marriage takes work. Yeah, you're so right, Trevor. It does. Here's mine for today. Can we please all stop with the banning of plastic straws? I want to believe that it's going to save the planet. I really do. But it's not. There, I said it. And you know what happened? We saw one viral video with a straw stuck up a sea turtle's nose, and it was heartbreaking, but I looked it up, and the odds of that ever happening again are very, very slim. But anything is possible. So what I'm saying is I suggest that anytime you use a straw, do what I do. Cut it up in tiny little pieces.
I know, you do that.
Before you throw it out in the garbage can so it doesn't get stuck up a sea manatee's ass.
Okay?
Your part.
I do that with the cola can, like little holder things, the plastic holders that keep the six pack together.
Nobody sells those anymore.
Oh, I mean, I bartended for years. I had to.
Oh, yeah. Now you can't buy those anymore.
No, you. I mean, I did it over the summer.
Those are illegal.
No, they're not.
They don't sell those anymore.
Yes, they do. They fully do.
I've never.
I mean, for the amount of time you spend at Wegmans, you should know that.
Yeah,
they're
definitely not at Wegmans.
Yes, they are.
No way. They don't. Those are illegal.
No, they aren't. I literally just used them last month.
Doesn't mean they came from Wegmans. Maybe you got them at wholesale.
I bought them.
No, I don't believe you.
Oh,
not for
God.
A second. No, no.
You're an idiot.
Andrea says, if you allow your woman to tell you that you're not allowed to have a female doctor because she's insecure,
oh my God,
then you're a weak man. Stand up for yourself. There, I said it. We all know what she's talking about.
We do know what she's talking about. If you missed it, I'll put it on the pods as soon as I can. But yeah, reeking of insecurity. It's really not good. It's really not good.
Yeah, you
Hannah,
guys.
Do you have a there, I said it for
oh,
today?
Oh yeah, jump on the mic. Hannah Banana.
I feel really passionately about this one. I do not want to follow the Instagram that you made for your pet.
Hannah!
Oh, that's a good one.
There I said it.
There I said it.
Why, Hannah?
I don't like it when people post as if they are the pet.
Oh, right, sure.
It's really cringy, and it makes me upset.
Are you a dog person or a cat person?
I'm a dog person for sure.
All day long.
So here's the thing. My friend has an Instagram for her dog, and her dog literally has brand deals.
Yeah.
Has a brand deal with Bissell, has a brand deal with
PetSmart. You know,
yeah.
All of them.
Oh.
All right. Just so you guys know, Hannah is 21, college student, single, and ready to mingle. Let's go over to our girl Jillian, who says, you guys, my sister actually carries Hidden Valley Ranch dressing in her purse with her wherever she goes. And it's so embarrassing. There, I said it.
This person says,
it's so gross. I'm sorry. If you like ranch, that's disgusting. But if you like Hidden Valley Ranch, that doesn't need to be refrigerated for months on end. You got issues.
I used to carry hot sauce in my bag.
That checks.
In high school. This person says, Hannah coming in savage off the gate. We love the vibes. And then this person says, yes, Moose, the plastic holders are still a thing. I buy Sprite Zero weekly. Not the Sprite
Zero.
Where
the hell have you guys shopping? I haven't seen these in years. Years. And we're worried about plastic straws. I'm sick of it. Let me go to Tim before we wrap up. If your credit score is below 500, stop embarrassing yourself in car dealerships. There, I said it. I'm here to buy a car? Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.